Welcome back to Shoot the Bull. You know, when you open a bag of sugar, do you ever wonder how it got from the field to the bag? Texas Department of Agriculture Administrator Rick Rhodes is here to tell us a sweet Texas story.
You know, Tony, for more than 200 years, sugarcane has been a part of the Rio Grande Valley's footprint. It was harvested and delivered to mills as far back as the early 1900s. Then in the 1970s, the sugarcane market in the valley got a boost when a group of 100 co-op members pledged both money and cropland to get things going again.
So where are the sugar mills?
Well, the Rio Grande Valley Sugar Growers Co-op built and established the sugar mill in Santa Rosa, Texas. The Valley Sugar Growers are one of the top 10 producers in the nation and are also one of the most innovative.
Now, we grow sugar cane, whereas up in the northern areas, they grow sugar beets. So what time of year is the cane grown and harvested?
Well, that's a great question. And the sugar cane is planting. The planting season extends from August until probably through December. It takes about 12 months to reach full maturity, and the crops require 40 to 50 inches of water annually and regrow each year after the harvest, which takes place from October through April.
So how much do we produce?
40,000 acres of sugarcane produces 160,000 tons of raw sugar, plus, Tony, 60 tons of molasses.
So the industry is pretty important in the valley.
Well, it is. We're talking nearly 500 employees, some of whom, of course, are employed seasonally, generating a payroll of $12 million. So, Tony, I would say that's positively sweet for the Lone Star State.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.